Save big on your next landscaping project at Menards. We make landscaping simple with our free, easy-to-use design program and step-by-step project guides. Plus, we have the largest in-stock selection of concrete landscape blocks at the best prices. Save big on our 12-inch smooth patio blocks on sale now. Stop in to see our full selection and get your project started. Check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money
at She's like, New York City influencers are so boring. I have met so many, quote, New York City influencers that are all shapes and sizes, all yes. backgrounds, all interests and niches.
Literally went on Hinge yesterday and I got like four hot guys. So maybe my hiatus kind of paid off.
Colby. Here we are.
Here we are.
Here we are.
This is our swan song to your apartment.
It is our swan song. Oh, I love that. Oh my God. Yep. It's our last episode in my West Village apartment.
It is.
Our future episodes will be in Chelsea.
They will.
Or perhaps a studio if we eventually.
Yeah.
If we ever.
We'll have a new setup.
We ever go.
Nonetheless.
I mean, we at this point just need someone to come in and like take over the podcast and be like,
take the reins.
Here's what's happening. Here's what we're going to do. We need an investor.
Yeah.
I think we can get an investor.
We have to go on Shark Tank.
Someone needs to come in and be like, all right, match made. Here's what we're doing. We're going to do video. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. And we're just going to have to like go along with it.
Yeah. And it's seriously not a matter of being lazy. It's just like, such a logistical issue that no one has time to figure out.
Yeah, it's just, I think really at the end of the day, it's just that we, because of our full-time other things we do, we cannot make time to be consistent every week with the time that we record. If we recorded at the same time every week, we could hire people to help us film and whatever. But because we're so inconsistent with it, but we are consistent in our uploads. We make it work.
Yeah, but we literally find the hour of the week that works for three people's schedules.
Yeah, and we half the time are like looking like shit because of like just the nature of when we record. Whatever. This is all. These are all just complaints. We are grateful for everyone that's sticking around, even though we have not evolved.
We have not entered the video space. We have not. The vodcasting space. Honestly, that's what differentiates us.
Yeah.
We're strictly a podcast.
Yeah. It's like you can listen, but you can't see.
You listen and you certainly cannot judge and our appearance.
You don't judge. Anyway, as you guys can probably tell, Adam is not here. He's in Japan.
He is.
He's in Japan making memories, having fun,
hopefully
getting work done.
Not ready to come home.
Yeah. As we know, Adam is one of those people that like is ready to go. Like Adam and I, we were in Paris and he was truly ready to go after day two. And he will never admit it. He will never admit it. But I could tell, I could see it in his eyes. He was like, all right, I've had enough.
He's like, I'm ready to be back in New York. I admire that, honestly, because I am so not that way. I dread coming home.
Yeah.
Like every time that I go somewhere, I am ready to plant my roots and never look back.
Europe takes it out of me because it's a lot of walking. It's a lot of like planning, scheduling a tropical vacation.
Yeah.
Or like Miami when I'm just sitting on my butt. I could stay there forever.
The other thing about Europe, and I love the food there, but sometimes it's like you just need gross American meal.
Yeah.
At the end of the day.
Yeah. You're like ready for McDonald's.
Yeah.
I get that.
Or like a heaping portion of something. Disgusting.
True. Well, anyway, we are here. It is first thing in the morning. We are a little sleepy. Daylight savings has done us dirty.
But also done us the opposite of dirty.
Clean.
Last night,
clean.
Yeah, last night when it was 6 o'clock, I felt like it was 3 p.m.
I know it is beautiful. The evening, it makes it worth it, really, when you get to the end of the day and it's not dark yet. and you get that gorgeous like golden glow.
It's so nice.
And you get to finish enjoy up
your work and walk outside and it's not free. And the fact that with daylight savings came a sunny 60 degree day. Cue Life is Worth Living by Justin Bieber.
It gives you a reason to go on.
It really does.
Well, I feel like today's episode, because Colby is the queen of pop culture and TikTok, she knows everything that's going on with everything. I feel like we should talk about some current... I told Colby when she walked in the door, I was like, I am so deep down a TikTok hole right now. And she said she was down a TikTok hole as well. We've both been very, very involved in like current TikTok trends.
Yes.
Or trends isn't even the word. Like, I swear, I need to train my For You page to get me out of drama.
Yeah.
Because for the most part, I like to think that I have a really good curated For You page. Like, I feel like I really have a good, diverse, like, niche. Like, not just
I feel like your lifestyle. For You page is very comforting.
Yeah, no, it's very comforting. It's very, like...
It's a safe space.
There's, like, a lot of history, a lot of, like, stories, a lot of, like, things that honestly make me cry.
Yeah.
And a little sprinkle of, here is the blah, blah, blah drama explained. Like, let me break down what's going on in the TikTok world today.
Yeah.
Alex Earl and Alex Cooper are feuding. And like, there's a little sprinkle of that. And that little sprinkle has kind of ruled my week. And I want it to unrule my week. So we need to talk about it. And then,
well, speaking of Alex Cooper, I mean, not Alex Cooper, Alex Earl, she just announced what her secret project is. And it's like a canned margarita.
Do you think it's going to be good?
I don't know. I'll definitely give it a try. I feel like I haven't tried Sprinter yet, which is like crazy.
That's Kylie Jenner's.
Yeah. But it's vodka. That's why, I think.
Oh.
But so I guess I drink the tequila high noons.
Isn't that interesting? That hers is vodka based and then Kendall has 818. So they've really like, they're capitalizing off of every corner of the alcohol market.
Yeah, but I learned this because I hadn't watched any of the new season of The Kardashians. And when I came down with this cold over the weekend, I binged the entire season and they were talking about it. And Kylie, I guess, loves vodka seltzers. And Kendall obviously has 818, so they are already established in the spirits area. And so 818 was thinking about breaking into the vodka seltzer market. And since Kylie loves vodka seltzer, they were like, it only makes sense for you to be the face. So she is like the public facing person, but Kendall's still involved on the back end. And it's all 818 affiliated.
That is very interesting. I did not know that, but that makes sense. I feel like Kylie has her hands full.
Yeah, with Timothée Chalamet.
Yeah, that I saw her
and her two children.
Well, yeah, the two kids. I feel like people are like, "Where are the kids?" Whenever she's like with Timothée, I'm like, "Yeah, come on, guys!" Like she has
multiple nannies.
She's a young mother. She's allowed to
live her life.
She's allowed to go on dates.
With her dad. I mean, their dad. Not her dad.
With her,
Stormy's with her dad.
With Caitlin,
yeah.
Yeah, probably. I mean, come on. They probably have a custody agreement.
Yeah.
Anyway, there's so much tea going on TikTok, just in the world. I figured we would do like a big... Would you even call it pop culture? I guess, like, is TikTok drama considered pop culture?
I think so.
We talk about that. And then we also have a bunch of advice questions to get to later in the episode.
Yeah.
So I think we do that. And Colby, I feel like you should do the intro because it's been a minute.
Welcome back to another episode of Match Made in Manhattan with Colby and Katie and Adam in Japan. Sans Adam.
Girls, how we doing? Is that what he says?
Yeah.
Girls, how
are we doing?
Girls, how we doing?
Yeah.
Oh my God, he's so Joey from Friends coded. Have you ever thought about that?
No.
How you doing?
Oh.
That's what Joey from Friends says.
Yeah.
Adam, I wish he was here to defend himself. He's ripping off a fictional character.
I have never watched Friends front to back.
That's a crime.
I used to watch it when it would come on like Nick at Night or if it were on TV.
I love Friends. I just watched it all the way through again.
I feel like I should watch it.
Yeah, especially because we live in New York. Even though they shot the entire thing in LA, they lean into New York energy, New York City energy.
I feel like Rachel Green really wanted to work for Ralph Lauren.
Yeah.
She ended up working there. That's my dream as well. So I feel like I can relate to her.
Ralph Lauren is actually in one of the episodes too.
Really?
Yeah.
That's so funny.
He made a cameo. But yeah, I feel like you are Rachel Green. Like, well, certain aspects, because certain aspects of Rachel Green, it's like a Carrie Bradshaw. Like, we love Rachel, but there are certain aspects of her where we're like, Rachel, come on. Like, come on, get it together. You know, like, she's not like the best friend at all times, but which is ironic considering the show is called Friends, but
yeah,
she is, you know, she's a real life person.
I truly do not know any of the character tropes from Friends now that I think about it.
I'm definitely a Monica. I feel like Monica's energy is very me. She's very...
She's Courtney Cox.
Courtney Cox, yeah. And so it's like her, Rachel, and Phoebe. Phoebe's mm-hmm. more of like the eclectic, like free-spirited type.
Yeah.
I'm definitely... I'd say Phoebe and Monica are absolute polar opposites, and I'm definitely more of a Monica.
Yeah. More I feel like Phoebe's very type B.
Yeah, I'm very type A, I feel like. Yeah, I don't know. I feel like there needed to be like one more person, one more girl in the show to like even things out. But maybe I'm also thinking like Sex and the City has like four very different people. But I digress. I've been listening to Kristen Davis's podcast, Charlotte's podcast. It's called Are You a Charlotte?
Oh, that's Danielle, a good name.
Danielle told me to listen to it. Like, she like talks about like her relationship with Alec Baldwin.
Oh,
and how
really?
She like pretty much was only dating him for his beach house in the Hamptons. She like gives like full on tea from the episodes.
Good for you,
too.
Girl.
She's like, I hate it. Like, she'll be like, so and so, like the stylist made me wear this outfit in this episode and I didn't like it. Like, she's like fully giving tea.
Yeah.
So definitely listen to it if you haven't.
Wow. Is she really a one woman show? Does she have guests?
She brings on guests and she's like slowly but surely bringing on all of the cast members.
Oh, wow.
Of the show. So Cynthia Nixon was just on, aka Miranda.
Yeah, yeah.
They did like a 2-part episode and she's fully just saying things, and half the time she'll like say something, like a piece of knowledge from the show that we don't know, and she'll be like, I don't know if I can say that.
Yeah, I'm curious if they have NDAs still.
I mean, it's been like 25 years.
That's wild.
27 years, maybe, since the show aired, I think. Because I believe it was 2 years. Like, it was 1997, I think, and I was 2 years old. Anyway, I feel like we should talk about things.
Yes.
Things and stuff.
Things and stuff.
And the first area of discussion, this is what I told Colby when she walked in the door. I was like, I am deep down a TikTok hole into the discourse surrounding New York City influencers.
Yeah. Wait, I also have to say on this video that you're speaking of, it came up on my For You page when she had just posted it, and it had like 4 likes. And in my head, I was like, that either is going to go really viral or just like no one else is going to see that. I'm going to be one of 120.
That's always funny when it happens, when a video comes up and it's like, there's like 1 like.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I wonder, like, I'm like, I'm seeing this.
Yeah.
I wonder what the general public's going to think of this.
I listened to it and I just kept scrolling. And then I started to see responses to it. And I was like, oh, I don't even remember her name. So I can't go back to the original video.
Yeah. But I honestly didn't see the original. I'd seen like responses. I saw people's take on the video, and then I was like, oh, what is this New York City influencers video? And when I got to it, I mean, there's so many things I want to discuss about this.
Yeah.
Like, I just, TLDR, in a nutshell, I feel like her take is not revolutionary.
Yeah, so we should say what the take is, because I realized we just dove right. I cut you off, and then we dove right in.
No, I do feel like there might be people in other parts of the world where this has not even crossed their desk.
Yeah.
Like, and it's so, honestly, like, I don't even know if we need to give, like, much of a spotlight to it, because I think it's honestly, like, quite silly.
Yeah.
But it is something that, like, I swear every video on my For You, again, I'd like to think I have a very well-rounded For You page. Every video, like, the past few days has been this take. And I think it's because we're so local to it.
Yeah.
Because we live here. But essentially, it's this girl. She's like, New York City influencers are so boring. All they do is, like, go to the workout classes and then, like,
get ready for an event.
And then drink their coffee. They wear
the same outfits from Revolve. That was the one thing.
Revolve. But, yeah, like, what she's saying, I was, like, waiting for something groundbreaking. I was waiting for her to,
I was like, yes, and.
No, literally, yes, and. That is how I felt.
Right.
I was watching the video, and I was like, okay, when's it going to get interesting? When's she going to say something, like, say something scholarly?
Right.
You know, like, something where she's really given this some thought.
Her thesis statement was that the New York City influencers should be the influencees.
Okay. So they should, like, or I guess we, I guess I am a New York City influencer. Yeah.
You beat to your own drum.
If your For You page is showing you the same girl, the same content, or the same, like, you know, several people in New York City, and you're like, oh, New York City influencers, you have to think, like, we go to events all the time,
yeah,
where you see so many diverse people in this career path. New York City influencers like to say, like, oh, it's one type of person. That is so, it's very obtuse of this girl to think that there's only one type of person that is a New York City influencer.
Yeah. And the other thing is, I think this girl probably lives in New York, and so she is seeing the content of the New York City influencers quite often. If you lived in a different area, like LA, you probably have the same view about the people in LA. When it comes down to brass tacks, like, at the end of the day, there isn't that much to do that's, like, so different every single day when you're putting out content about your life. Things are basic because they're good. And it's like, you can either follow along with that or, like, go on your own path and try and pave the way for a different life for yourself, or, like, to do different things. You can either follow the pack and do what people think is basic or what looks like what everybody else is doing and the same, or you can do something different if you want to do that.
Yeah, it's like, we have free will.
Right.
Also, if you don't like the people you're seeing on your For You page, you can literally go somewhere in the video and say, like, not interested.
Right.
And they won't show. You can block them. If you don't want to see certain people in your feed, you can block them. I will say it, like, I do make some videos where I feel like, oh, that was kind of boring. Like, when I vlog, because I vlog every day, every week, I've posted a vlog for the last, like, 14 years of my life. I've posted videos. There are weeks where I'm like, that was a boring vlog, and I know it. And I'm like, I could also just, you know, maybe not post this if I don't. But the thing is, you will post, like, what you think is a boring video, and people love it.
Yeah.
And the thing is, I watch a lot of creators. Like, I have these, like, YouTube people that I watch every week, TikTokers that I'll never skip a video. Like, I love certain creators, and they become my comfort creators. And they could post something that I feel like maybe at face value is quite boring. Like, okay, they're cleaning their closet.
Right.
I fucking live for it.
Yeah.
So the thing is, and that, people coming at New York City influencers being like, the content is boring, like, they're the same type of girl. First of all, not true, in my opinion. But also, it's really sad that, because people are going to look at that video and maybe they were going to create content and then they saw that and they're like, oh, wait, never mind. I'm not going to create any content because I don't want to be classified in this group, first of all. And second of all, I don't want people coming for me.
I saw Kennedy Urich's take, and there were parts of it that I really agreed with, and she was like, I will say that brands, for the most part, target the same people over and over and over again. And yes, that's definitely true. Like, there are people that remain on invite lists and gifting lists and paid opportunity lists, I feel like, that you're constantly seeing. It's because these people consistently perform. And I think another thing is, if you're planning a brand trip or a brand event, you want to know that there's going to be a good vibe there and people will know each other and everybody will have a friend type of thing. And so there are people that are top of mind. But Kennedy's take was like, the same people are being targeted and picked up and put in the same spot in these you're just being hit over the head like multiple times with the same group of people. And she was like, I would more so call on brands to pick up people from different pockets of the country or like internet universe and put them all in a place and see how they interact. And like, that would be interesting, which yes, that would be great. But a lot of brands at the end of the day don't have these insane budgets to pay for influencers to travel in for a dinner or something. So if it's something local to New York or whatever market it is, you probably are limited in the actual list of people that you're inviting. So yes, local influencers are probably going to be going to a lot of these events. And it just so happens that a lot of brands are based in New York. So a lot of these events are here. So a lot of the same people are going to a lot of events. And I also agree that it does look like a lot of brands are just like copy and pasting events. And it's like over and over and over and over again. And that kind of goes back to what I was saying before, that it's like you could think that you're doing something revolutionary and new and exciting, and then like the week before your event, see that another brand activated in the space that you're planning your event in and be like, oh shit.
They already did the same thing.
Yeah. And like you have no idea about that. So that is also a challenge on the brand side. But also, I will say, in terms of the content that you see from these events, a lot of times you are seeing these bigger creators' content from the events because that's what's going viral, that's what's coming up on your page, that is who you follow. But I will say there's almost always a lot of more micro influencers that are there, and you probably just don't know them and don't follow them, so you don't see their content.
Snaps. Honestly, snaps to that. I feel like it's just confusing to me because I feel like this isn't revolutionary. Like, no, New York City influencers, if you think about it, like to your point about certain people being invited to everything and certain people being tapped and doing brand deals with everybody because, you know, they're big influencers and they're tried and true. And if you look at, I don't know, Eli and Peyton Manning.
Yeah.
They are in every freaking commercial for everything.
Right. Like, and anybody would work with Kim Kardashian if they could.
Kim Kardashian. There are certain people that you see pop up. Maybe not. I don't think Kim does like a lot of ads like for other companies. Like, I feel like she'll do like SNL. Like, you know.
Right.
But for in terms of like advertisements, you know, Travis Kelce is in everything now. Super Bowl ads. You're like, okay, Travis Kelce again. Yeah. He's like working with every company. Right. Like, brands do it with celebrities.
Yeah.
So, of course, brands are going to do it on a smaller scale with influencers.
Yeah.
A lot of times it's not even a smaller scale.
Right.
You know, the power of social media these days. Like, there are conversations to be had, but I'm just annoyed that this take is what is going viral.
Yeah.
I guess it's easy for people to understand and for people to agree with and for people to bandwagon and be like, yes, girl, speak your truth. I'm like, what truth? Like,
right.
Just, it's discounting all the work that... I know people don't want to hear it, but like influencing, like doing it well and going viral is really hard. I struggle with TikTok. I feel like I go on TikTok and post something that I think is going to do really well. Yeah. It flops and it really destroys my self-esteem.
Yeah.
Like, so
the TikTok algorithm is
the girls that are on there and like crushing it. I just feel like people are discounting their hard work that does go in.
Yeah.
That you really like don't think because anyone could in theory post a video. But anyone in theory could, I don't know, like write code for a website, but no one does it.
Right.
No, I don't want to say no one, obviously. Not many people.
Yeah, not coding everybody does that. Coding is really fucking hard. Yeah.
Like I took one coding class and I'm like, Jesus.
Yeah.
This is a different language. Literally, like people who are able to code a website are freaking geniuses. People who are able to consistently convert on TikTok are freaking geniuses.
Yeah.
And I'm speaking as like a not very great TikToker. But one person that tries. Anyway, that's really my thoughts on the matter of the New York City influencer rhetoric. I feel like I'll go back to what I said originally. Like, I do feel like if this is all you're seeing, you need to diversify your For You page.
Right.
And people will say like, oh, but it's just what shows up. Like, how am I supposed to control what shows up? You know damn well how to control just what shows up on your feed. Don't engage with content that you don't want to see again. Say you're not interested in that video if you don't want to see it. Block people that don't bring you joy.
Right.
If this person pops up and you don't find joy in their content, you're annoyed by their content, block them. They're not gonna even know or care.
No.
And just let them live. People are getting like so worked up over people's morning routines.
Yeah.
If you look at like just the sheer number of morning routines that are posted onto TikTok a day.
Yeah.
Like I'd say every category of person, every like brand or genre of person has created a morning routine. You're just not seeing ones that are quote interesting to you. You're seeing the quote boring ones maybe because that is what your For You page thinks you want to see based on what you're engaging with.
And on a lot of morning routine videos that I'll see because my thumb like just automatically hits comments 2 seconds into a video
I go straight to the comment section. I gotta train myself out of that.
Same. But so many people are like, this is not a realistic morning routine. I would love to see like I wake up at 7:58, get in the shower, slam my coffee in my face as I'm putting makeup on and put on an outfit and run out the door. You would not want to watch that.
Well, like, if you...
That would be, like, a parody of, like, a relatable morning routine, but, like, that's not something that you would come back and watch every day.
Well, and even if you want... If that is something that you would watch every day, like, okay, great. Make... Yeah. Like, if you want to see that, make it. If the thing is, if you see a gap in the market in terms of, like, what videos are out there, if you see a gap... Congratulations.
Right.
Like that, and I mean that. I'm not even just saying
that. So oversaturated.
Like if you see something that is not being represented, like I'm jealous of you. Like I want to see things like I want to notice gaps and I want to make those videos that are the gaps. Like I always said when I was growing up and people were asking me, oh, why are you making these YouTube videos? I like certain videos I'd make, they'd be like, oh, what like possessed you to make that video?
Yeah.
Like, why did you sit down and film this specific video? And I'm like, because it's what I wanted to see. Yeah. Like, I'm making the content that I would want to watch. And that's as simple as, that's what you do. As a creator, you make content at the end of the day that you want to make and you want to see because you are you, obviously.
Right.
Like, you can sometimes think of like, okay, what will like my audience want to see today? Or what would like my target demo want to see? But at the end of the day, you're posting content that you created because you liked it. You wanted to see it.
Right.
So there's really only so far from that you can venture. That's just, we're just doing our best.
Yeah.
Creators posting content, they're doing their best with what they think that people want to see. But like, okay, and if they're wrong, then they're wrong. Like, if something flops, it flops. Like, you get back up and you post another video.
Yeah, hate comments and all.
Yeah, so like, I don't know. I just found the video just so underwhelming. And I'm honestly more interested in the replies to the video. And I'm not from influencers necessarily. Like, sure, I've seen some. Yeah. Eli Rallo's take was incredible. She's always so spot on. But I like seeing other consumers, their takes, and like even the ones that are critical of New York City influencers, which maybe I should be like offended by, the original video, she needs to diversify her own For You page, because I have met so many quote New York City influencers that are all shapes and sizes, all backgrounds, all interests and niches.
Yeah.
There are quite a few niches in New York City content wise that we just don't really, you don't really see on a daily basis, because lifestyle creators, like people that are posting like cooking, and I saw someone actually talk about this, like this is not an original thought, but this girl did a video where she was talking about how, you know, lifestyle creators are always going to be the ones you see the most because they encompass every corner.
Yeah.
So more people are going to relate to their content, or not relate maybe, but like be interested in their content because they're reflecting cooking, they're reflecting, you know, books, and
they're going to find one piece of it that they're interested in.
Precisely. So that is why you're just seeing it more. But there are so many different people in New York City. They just haven't come across your desk yet.
Yeah.
But I encourage you, if you're watching, if you see someone, like this happens to me all the time where I'm on TikTok or wherever and I see a smaller creator come up on my feed that is so something that I love. Like, I like become obsessed with them. Mm-hmm. I'm like, this person is amazing. If you see someone like that, someone more niche or someone that's just starting out or smaller, and if you like their content, repost it on your feed or engage with it, comment on it, send it to your friends, help them out.
Right.
And then you're, first of all, you're going to see it more on your feed.
Yeah.
And second of all, you're going to get a more, quote, diverse or whatever, like in your, the buzzword in your mind is that you want to see more of, person on the radar of these brands.
Yeah.
So you, it's your responsibility too, as a consumer, if you see something you like, make sure other people see it too. Amplify this person's presence.
Right.
Get excited for them when they're given opportunities. Influential, quote, influential people have existed forever and have the same techniques. Like, yeah. The reason why, I mean, granted, like, the reason why there's, like, certain celebrities that have maintained their celebrity for as long as they have, and, like, the things that they're doing is not groundbreaking. Like,
yeah.
They follow a formula. There's right. a formula to be followed by, like, the Kardashians. If you look closely, like, people do the same, and you could look at them and be like, oh, they're so boring.
Yeah.
And that's
and
the
people
point.
Say that now that the show has, like, changed
that's
and they've
point.
Gotten older. Like, yeah, they're not going out and getting drunk every weekend. Sorry.
I feel like people are saying that about Summer House, too.
Yeah.
Summer House, I haven't been watching, but...
Yeah, people are like, if I wanted to watch people stay at home after dinner, then I would just, like, watch my own life. Yeah, that's the flavor of the week.
That is the flavor of the week.
New York City influencers are boring. TikTok, too, is, I swear, the comment sections are always so crazy. They're hardly ever supportive.
And when I do come across a supportive comment section, like, everything is positive, I'm like, this yeah. is a unicorn.
Yeah.
Especially when it's a viral video. Unicorn level.
Yeah.
Like, I posted a TikTok about our doorbell in the new apartment.
Yeah.
How it's... My Heart Will Go On from Titanic. And we did not choose that. The landlord.
It was already set.
It was already pre... We have not decided what we're going to do about the doorbell. Because yeah. every time someone rings the doorbell, it's My Heart Will Go On, Celine Dion.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I posted a video about that. There's really not one negative thing you can really say about that video. Like, about the concept of that video. It's Jack reacting to our doorbell. It's wholesome. It's
yeah.
funny. It's whatever. It's like an 8-second video. Someone comments, why would you not test the doorbell before buying an apartment? I'm like, first of all,
I'm renting.
Second of all,
why would you ever do that?
Also, why would you ever think, like, I can't change that? Like, right. why would I could not imagine being the kind of person that moves in somewhere and there's something as customizable as a doorbell that you don't like.
Right.
And I wouldn't think to myself, oh, I'll just change that if I don't like it.
Yeah.
I'm not going to not rent this apartment because of a Celine Dion doorbell. Like, people's brains.
People will always find something negative to say.
Literally.
I think we have also just been wired this way forever. Like, magazines that we used to read were always who wore it best, or like the most insane clickbaity headlines to get you to buy the magazine. And then we were reading gossip magazines since we could read,
mm-hmm.
A lot of us. And like, so we just have been wired to read negative feedback about people.
Yeah.
I feel like. And people now champion being a hater. And they're like, oh my God, I just love being a hater. I'm a hater to my core, whatever. Yes, on the one hand, like, sometimes I think that's funny, and on the other, I'm like, maybe that's not a good thing.
Yeah, it's kind of like, I remember when we were in college, like, being hungover
yeah.
was, like, quirky,
right.
you know? It was
yeah.
like, I remember in college being like, oh, I'm so hungover.
Yeah.
It was, like, cool to say you're yeah. hungover. It was cool to say, like, oh, I had, like, a...
Guys, we have to put you onto this because it's such a good date idea and so on brand for Match Made.
So instead of the usual let's grab a drink text, what if someone said, want to take a cooking class together?
Enter selfup.com. They host these super fun hands-on cooking classes in New York City and Boston where you actually learn to make pasta, dumplings, tacos, all of it. And you get a full dinner or brunch. Like, yes, please.
It's cute, it's flirty, and let's be honest, cooking together is kind of hot.
Plus, it's a great move whether you're on a third date or just want to get your friends together for a night out. That's not just more bars.
Use code MATCHMADE20 at selfup.com for 20% off your first class. That's selfup.com, code MATCHMADE20. We'll see you there.
you know, crazy bender of a day. And like, you know, I had sex with two guys in one day and like all these things that like now I would, if I had a friend that was constantly saying like, oh, I'm hungover. Oh, I had like all this crazy. I'd be like, just checking. Are you okay?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like not, you wouldn't like brag about it.
Right.
It's almost like when you wake up and you don't have a hangover, you're like, look at me.
Yeah.
I am like, this is true. Like this is being rich.
Yeah.
So like, I think it's the same thing as now all these buzz terms, like, oh, I'm a hater. Or I love being like snark. And like, I love, you should not be bragging about this.
Yeah.
Like, I get it if like saying it once and being it's a joke, you know, yeah. Like whatever. You,
what's that thing from Mean Girls? Like, I just wish we could make a cake with sunshines and rainbows.
Oh, yeah.
And,
she doesn't even go here.
And eat it together and be happy. She doesn't even go here. Yeah. That is literally TikTok drama in a scene.
Yeah.
Literally. Like, let's just like break up the crown and hand it out Lindsay Lohan style. Everyone can have their flowers and like, if someone wants to stick their phone to their window and make a video about their getting ready for yoga, let them do it. My God, is it really like the most pressing issue we are dealing with today?
Absolutely as a society? Not.
There are so many other things that we should be talking
honestly,
about.
Honestly, last night I was very kept up, first of all, because I started watching this TV show called Paradise, which is very good, but also like feels some type of way dystopian yet real.
Yeah.
And it was keeping me awake last night as I was trying to fall asleep. And then I went on TikTok. I was telling Katie also, I fell down a rabbit hole about young people getting diagnosed with lymphoma and their symptoms and then panicking about that. And then the next video that I saw was about the new student loan situation where people's student loan payments are getting raised like thousands of dollars to points where it's people's like entire paycheck.
No.
And then this was like after midnight, which is way later than I stay up on weeknights. And I was about to like open my account and see what my payment was going to be because there's something called the SAVE Act where people's payments were income based.
Yeah.
And so it was affordable to pay off over X amount of time. And like you agree to that payment structure when you took out the loan.
Right.
And we're starting to repay it. And now they've like gone in and removed this safeguard over the repayment structure. And people's payments are literally going from like $170 to $2,400.
What?
Because now it's not income based. You're now on a standard repayment structure.
Oh my God.
And so I still haven't gone on and checked and I need to do that. But then I started spiraling about that because I was like, literally, I would die. The comment sections on that are like, yeah, I'm 34 years old and I finished law school, and if I default on my payment, my license will get revoked. And also, people are saying their credit scores are tanking because of that, and people's credit scores got hit like over 100 points from the Department of Education, like one payment
from
missing it. So let's focus on reforming actual things that matter instead of New York City influencer content.
Drops Mike.
Like, that is insane and terrifying.
Yeah, I'm glad that you just said this because I actually did not know that.
Yeah.
This has not come across my desk. I mean, I did not know that.
It's really crazy.
Oh my God.
And I also have to do my taxes, which, like, don't want to do that.
Yeah, let's, like, talk about things like how stupid taxes are.
Yeah.
I mean, I understand why they exist, but my God, it feels like robbery.
Yeah.
Robbery.
I got introduced to an accountant who I'm going to have do my taxes, but I was planning to go sit with them in person because that just feels more comfortable to me than like sending documents via email.
Yeah.
And they're like 2 hours away in Long Island. And I think I am just going to do that next week at some
point. You're going to go to Long Island?
I think so.
Wow, good for you.
Because I also, like, here's the thing. I do not understand taxes. And that's why I'm not an accountant and I need to hire one. But I want to sit with them to, like, have them talk me through why. Because I have some forms that are like $10.99 and I have a full-time thing. So I'm like, I need to understand.
Yeah.
Like the withholding. I don't understand any of it.
I know. It is stressful.
They don't teach you this in school.
They literally don't teach you this in school. It's ridiculous.
And every time it becomes March, I start panicking about having to do my taxes, because when I've done them on TurboTax, I've quite literally done them wrong. So I, well, or maybe I did them wrong to benefit the IRS that I ended up paying them more. But I always end up owing, and I don't understand that because I have so much of like my income withheld. So I think,
I but always,
apparently not enough.
I always owe money too.
Yeah.
I'm like, it is interesting because I'm like, okay, so how do they figure out how much I owe? How do they know how much I've underpaid?
That's they know how much know? We owe them.
But like how, but also no one really questions it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like I maybe know. People, again, this is me being dim because honestly, my accountant does so much work for me that I probably have no idea what she does. I trust her with my heart and soul, but I'm like, how do they determine like, oh, you owe like $2,103. Right. Why not 104? Why not 102? Why do I owe anything at all? We also, here's the thing. To be in the eye of the tornado of like the New York City influencer discourse, the New York City, I was talking to Jack about this yesterday. We get to live in New York City though. Like, my God, we are so lucky.
Yes.
To be really able to be here, even though we're like the subject of scrutiny online or whatever have you. It is the best. I love it here.
Yeah.
And I feel very lucky every day to even have like a platform. And you know what? Like all these girls out here, like ripping on these bigger New York City influencers, these girls are like just as pinch me grateful every day of their lives that they get to do this. Let's not rain on their parade.
And a lot of them say that.
Let's not rain on their parade. Like,
it's true.
Okay. But I feel like, how long have we been talking? Oh my God. We've been talking for so fucking long. Oh my God.
I was going to say, should we do one question?
Oh my God. See, when we don't have Adam here, we go insane.
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to answer a question. We're going to talk about dating for like 5 seconds because that's what you guys are here for. And you probably are like, what the hell is this episode? This one said in urgent need of help in the subject line. So I was like, okay. It says campus crush in urgent need of help.
This sounds amazing.
Hey, Katie, Colby, and Adam. First, I want to say how much I love the pod. I listen every Friday on my walks to and from class. I'm in college and I go to a pretty small school, pretty much the same size as Elon. I almost went there. I'm involved in Greek life and my campus crush is in a fraternity that my sorority has a lot of socials with, kind of like our brother fraternity, but not really. Anyway, I have a crush on one of the guys in that frat, and I was hoping y'all could give me some advice on how to make my move / get in there, if that makes sense. It mostly is just a campus crush that my roommates and I like to joke about, but I'd like to try to shoot my shot. I'd appreciate any and all advice you guys could give me. Love you guys. TYSM.
Oh. This sounds so fun.
This is so cute. And it's I'm
so cute.
So jealous.
Like, I know, same.
I miss having like campus crushes.
Same. Well, I feel like she already has an in with him if they're a brother or like, what is that?
Yeah, yeah, brother, sister fraternity.
Like, yeah, yeah.
The fraternity and the sorority like do a lot of socials and mixers together.
So maybe the next mixer, reach out and say that you should pregame together or ask to go to the next date party together. Or if you have a class together, ask to study together for a test.
Oh, that's so pure of you, Colby.
I know.
So, you know, I would never. I would not reach out to them directly.
Oh.
Because I'd rather die, personally.
But she wants to shoot her shot.
No. Here's the thing. She can shoot her shot, but be stealthy about it.
Yeah.
I would... Knowing that the fraternity and the sorority are linked in this way,
yeah,
I feel like there's bound to be a relationship that she can, like, she definitely knows a girl in her sorority that is dating a guy in the fraternity, for sure. There's gotta be at least one. And you say to them, hey girl, I have a crush on this guy, help.
Yeah.
And that's really all you have to do, because now this girl, if she is your sister, really?
she's going to make it happen. Yeah. She's going to be like, okay, let's pregame together. Or I feel like you go to a trusted member of your sorority, like a friend of yours that's dating, and just be like, hey, like, let's make this happen.
Yeah.
And I feel like that is how it goes. Like, I'm thinking of it top of mind. One of our guy friends from college is getting married to a girl, like, upcoming. And I remember, I guess it's a little bit backwards, but he came to me knowing that I knew this girl and was like, hey, I have a crush on this girl. Can you invite her to your next pregame? And I did. And they're getting fucking married. So honestly, you just have to be a bit stealthy about it. And, or you could go right to them, like you said, and like, that's amazing, and do that if you can. But if you're a little more reserved, get a girl's girl to help you out.
Yeah. And we also, I remember specifically, had this date party called A Tie and a Guy. Yeah. And your friends, you should suggest that you do this, because you would have the tie, the girl, and your friend would set you up with a date, and you wouldn't know who your date was. And then you walked in, and the guy had to find his tie.
Yeah, it was a guy's tie. Like, a guy would give a girl in your sorority the tie. And it was the girl who received the tie, like, from the guy, like, knew his identity, their responsibility to set him up with a girl.
Yeah.
It's iconic. It does take a lot of admin. Like, you have to do a Google Doc and everything.
Yes.
But that is a good idea.
Yeah. To make sure that nobody's bringing the same guy.
Yeah, that would be drama.
Yeah. And you have to go through one trusted community or committee of, like...
Committee.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, this is so social committee. Sweet.
Yeah. Well, let us know how it goes. Get to it.
Get to it, girl.
Did the girl from, I think it was last week, the one with the sexting, send an update? Because she DM'd saying that she was going to send follow-ups or something. But I don't think she did on Instagram. What was the
sexting? I forget. Why am I blanking?
It was like five years ago, this guy that she was talking to and her were like sending sexy messages, and then he blocked her.
Right.
Okay. Well, she send did not us follow-ups up. Because I can't find the DM now, and I think that I responded to it.
Damn it. No, yeah, I don't see it.
Okay, anyway, well,
if we ever don't respond to your email,
bump it.
Bump it, because we might have missed it. Like, genuinely, I am not great with our emails. but anyway, wow, what an episode. We did not talk about dating at all, except for that.
I went on my date last week.
Oh yeah, how about you just like give us a little update on your date, on your dating situation?
That's basically my update, as I went on my date last week and vowed to not go on another 4-hour date, and did. And I was really proud of myself because it was torrential downpouring and I did not want to leave my house at all. And I like talked myself out of that mindset, and I went with my umbrella and walked to the bar.
I'm really proud of you for that.
I stayed strong and I went, and it was good. I had like same feeling as the last time. Like, great guy, seems like we'll keep seeing him until I have a reason potentially not to.
Yep.
And hey, that's good. I literally went on Hinge yesterday and I got like 4 hot guys. So maybe my hiatus kind of paid off.
Hey.
That now I'm being fed like more suitable bachelors.
Hinge's like heard us, I think. I think they're hearing
they've
us.
They've heard my cries.
They're like, Colby, how about we just give Colby a few hot guys to make her like, reinstill her faith in our app.
But that's what always happens. It's like there's 4 hot guys and then you're back to like troll.
It's brutal. But we're coming out of retirement or out of hibernation, right?
Yeah. Like, the West Side Highway was popping off yesterday.
Yeah, yesterday the city felt alive again, and people are, you know, reinvigorated.
My roommate and I call it I Love New York City weather, and we text each other whenever it's I Love New York City weather if like one of us goes outside first, and it really is the only way to describe it, because up until yesterday it was not I Love New York City weather.
Nope.
Except for the morning of Ally's Bachelorette.
The morning of Ally's Bachelorette was definitely I Heart New York weather. Yeah.
Like, we just have coined that phrase. We will be like, it's turning into an I Love New York City day. Like, if it just starts to be like sunny, not windy, like the perfect temperature and just like great, mm-hmm. and you feel like you love living here. Yeah. Because that's not always the norm.
That's the thing. It's like, we love this city, but also it can be so frustrating, yeah. when it's like, when it was super windy and cold.
That was all last week.
And you're just trying to go to the grocery store, yeah. and it's like, you're literally like, you can't walk because the wind is pushing you.
And you have to like cover your mouth because the trash is blowing in your face.
The trash like stinks and yeah. it's blowing in your face. Yeah. And then, which again, like, champagne problems, baby, but that's just yeah. how it is. That's how it is. Anyway, it's beautiful outside. Colby and I are going to go get breakfast.
We're going to go seize the day.
At this place, Breakfast by Salt's Cure. We're going to have to wait in a line for probably 20, 30 minutes, but yeah. it's going to be worth
no,
it.
No, I hope not, because it's a weekday.
You'd be surprised.
And if you've stuck around this long, I no longer have a job, which we could talk about at a later point. but that's why we could go have breakfast and podcast in the middle of the day.
Colby's fun employed.
Yes. For the moment.
But not for long.
Yeah.
Not for long. And with that, that's all we have time for. Adam's going to kill us for this episode because we literally talked about nothing. Sorry, Adam. We love you. Yeah, when he gets back next week, we're going to be in the new apartment and we're going to talk about recap Japan, his trip. Yeah. And we will not talk about TikTok. All right. With that, thanks for listening, everyone. Love ya. See ya. Bye. All right, let's go eat.
Okay.
Save big on your next landscaping project at Menards. We make landscaping simple with our free, easy-to-use design program and step-by-step project guides. Plus, we have the largest in-stock selection of concrete landscape blocks at the best prices. Save big on our 12-inch smooth patio blocks on sale now. Stop in to see our full selection and get your project started. Check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big.